The reading for today is found in Luke chapter 9, 28 through 36, the transfiguration. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto the mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of the faces changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring the fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, who I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voices had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and told no one at that time what they had seen. Here ends the reading for today.
Thank you, Wally. Topic of my homily this morning. I understand the difference between a homily and a sermon, about 10 or 20 minutes. But actually, it's more technical than that. A sermon is based on scripture. A homily is just a thought about God or something along those lines. Finding God in the ordinary. Now, I have to start off with an explanation of what ordinary is. And it strikes me that starting off with an explanation is not always the best, especially if you're at the pearly gates and saying, "But God, I can explain." Not a very good way to start that relationship. But anyway, I'm talking about ordinary. I'm talking about in today. The things that happen today. The people you meet, the scenery you look, what you look at when you look out the window. And you're so used to seeing this that you don't think about it in terms of being special. But is it really ordinary? Or are you just used to it? Are we used to seeing the people next to us? And think about how special that person is next to you. What a wonderful thing that God has created when he creates the person that's next to you. How that person has the opportunity to be special in your life, to be special in someone else's life, to be special in general, to be God's hands on earth, to do God's work. That's not ordinary. That's extraordinary. But what we think sometimes of ordinary because we're used to seeing it is can be made extraordinary by God. It started out extraordinary. If you think about how your body is constructed and how things are constructed around you and how complicated the world is, how everything depends on everything else. It's extraordinary. We're so used to it that we take it for granted. But what I want to talk about today is not taking it for granted. Recognizing for what it is, God's blessings in our life. Now, there are clearly times when you cannot help be in awe of God's creation. I don't know if you noticed the sunrise on Tuesday morning. Not only was it spectacular in the east, but for the first time that I could ever remember, it was 360 degrees. Every direction you looked, there was a sunrise. It was spectacular. You couldn't help be in awe of that sunrise. Although snow isn't always your best friend, a week or so ago when that powdery snow was on everything and the sun lit on it, you couldn't help be in awe of God's creation. You go to Letchworth Park or the Grand Canyon and you're in awe of God's creation. The fall foliage. Whitney Phipps, I don't know if you have Whitney Phipps, singing Amazing Grace. I have watched that video, which they now have taken off YouTube. I've watched that video 25 times, and I cry every time. It's spectacular. That gift that that man shares with us. It's an amazing gift he has, but it's amazing how he can share it with us. Not ordinary, extraordinary. When you listen to Anna sing one of her songs from the bottom of her soul, it's extraordinary. A gift shared again with all of us. And the list just goes on and goes on and goes on because God lives in our life, doesn't he? Well, what about God in ordinary life? Ordinary in the sense of, well, we're, you know, I've seen that, done that. That's ordinary, right? He's there with us in the good times and he's there with us in the bad times. He's there for us in the good times and in the bad times. He loves us unconditionally. We are his children. We are the children of God. His love for us is unconditional. Everybody hold up your hands in front of you. Now you're used to looking at your hands all the time. They can be extraordinary. They can be God's hands on earth. You don't ever know when God's going to call to have you be his hands on earth. Now, I don't know if it's happened to any of you where somehow you've made a difference in someone's life and you didn't even know you did it, or you did know you were doing it. You were God's hands on earth. Sometimes God uses you and you don't know you're doing that. It's something you might say to someone. It's something you might paint. It might be something that they just need a helping hand because they fell down. Or it was as simple as opening a door for them. God's work on earth. Now, I remember years ago, I started playing in a dance band at the Argonne. We played nursing homes and everything. And the very first concert we played was up in Greece. You know, I was pretty full of myself, thinking, you know, wow, that was a lot of fun, and I had a great time doing it. And I think I played okay for a guy that hadn't played his horn in a long time. But as I walked out the door, I found out that God had used my talents, God had used me to enrich the life of one of those residents, and everyone in the band had done it as well. We didn't even know or think about it in those terms. A lady in a wheelchair grabbed my arm as I went out, and she said, "You know, your music is better than any medicine they can possibly give us." God had used the gifts that he'd given us, and he asked us to share. He asked us to use those hands on behalf of God. Isn't that what we're all about? That's God in the ordinary. Last time I spoke about prayer and how easy prayer should be, and at times how prayer can be very hard. And I suggested to you that when you went to do your prayers at night, think about the day that you had and identify the blessings in the day. And I started doing that. And it was pretty easy. But then I found at night, I would say, well, no, I don't. I just had an ordinary day. And so I didn't thank God for those blessings. I missed the opportunity for that. And as I thought about this homily, I thought to myself, wait a minute, Bob, you're missing out here. There isn't such a thing as an ordinary day. Somewhere in that day, God was in work in your life. And so it doesn't have to be a Kodak moment or maybe a Nikon Canon moment these days, but it doesn't have to be something that you'd want to take a picture of. It could be as simple as opening the door for someone or whatever. Do not do what I was doing. Do not share short God in the blessing department. They're there all the time. We might be just too busy to notice it. So, when you're looking or finding God in blessings, think about some of the blessings that you might think is ordinary. A hug from your spouse, or that hug from a friend, or a hug from your children or your grandchildren, Or that wag of the tail or kiss from your, or lick from your pet. When you think about your pets, those you have pets, there's a wonderful prayer. Please, God, make me the man that my pet thinks I am. Unconditional love of that pet looks right through everything and says, this is the person that I want God to bless. Or the sound of a baby laughing or giggling, or a song that touches your heart. And it goes on and on. God's blessings are all over our lives. So what does God ask for return for his unconditional love? That we be happy? That we love God like he loves us unconditionally? That we tell him we love him? Let's not just forget that or notice it. Let's tell God that we love him and that we live a godly life. The last part of it is not the easy part. So open your hearts and your minds to God. It's simpler than we make it. It really is. And it's not easy when life gets in the way, is it? To recognize God in our lives. You see, God makes our lives extraordinary through his unconditional love, his extraordinary blessings, and his ordinary life blessings. Looking for God's love, recognizing God's love and blessing in our ordinary lives makes our lives extraordinary. Amen.